Hello to my lovely Anchor community and podcast listeners. This is Maria talking about inspiring human potential, inner growth, and purpose-driven entrepreneurship life. Today, I wanted to talk a little bit about trust. You know, trust is a funny thing in many ways. For business, it might be the most simplistic to deal with, versus its complex nature in personal relationships. But yes, for business, if you are pretty good at saying no to business with people you don't trust, then it's simple to deal with, and it doesn't create necessarily that much turmoil within you. If you have a hard time making a decision business-wise, based on doing business with someone you don't trust, I hope you have a good support system and strategic advisors that will guide you and make it easier for you to deal with. It definitely is important not to do business, in my opinion, with anybody you don't trust or you don't feel you can trust. Simply because when it comes to your business, it's very important that you work with people that you don't have to fear will do something that can potentially ruin your business. For personal relationships, on the other hand, because life is so interestingly intricate and complex, I've always found it a little bit funny how, let's say, someone does throughout the years 10 things or more where they've proven that you can trust them. Then they make one mistake or they do one thing that to you is an indication of removal of that trust. And they are forever then held accountable for that one thing, and the other 9 or 10 things are no longer included as what they've shown they are to be throughout those many years of trust. I even wrote a blog post about this on the Inspiring Human Potential blog, because I feel that it's kind of one-sided and really not logical. If throughout the years, a friend or person, partner, whoever it may be, family member, has always stood at your side, has always kept maybe your secrets, whatever it is, they've always supported you. It doesn't matter how big or small this mistake is, but they make one mistake, quote unquote, I call it mistake, because I don't think it's a mistake. I think life happens and they made a choice and that's that. And maybe they didn't know what other choice to make. It was the best choice for them. They didn't mean any harm. I mean, unless they had intent of harming you, if that was the intent, then that's a different story. But if there's intent to harm you, then it also means that you and the person have had a falling out. The only reason you intend to harm someone is if you want to get back at them for something they've done to you, usually, even if the other person hasn't done anything. So, I mean, trust is something that should be looked at from an observer and removing oneself a minute from one's own opinions on what's right or wrong and look at the pattern of behavior throughout the years of a person. That is what will allow you to know if you can trust them or not. And obviously your gut, but that starts at the beginning. You usually don't become friends with people that you are not, or family, you don't talk to people that you don't feel you can trust, unless you're not listening to your instincts, which then I would say that's really something you want to look at, because your gut, even if it may be based on your own opinion sometimes, because there is that, but still, it is always good to do what you feel at ease with and what comes naturally. Any mixed feelings means there's something to contemplate, something to discover, and, you know, it's always in your best interest to follow your heart, and that feeling is really clear. So I'm curious to know how you handle stress with trust, you know, those relationships, and what outcomes there have been, or what tips you could provide other people that are looking to learn more about this topic. For my anchor community, please call in with your trust stories and experiences and moments and any tips you have for anyone who's struggling with trust right now, whether it's for their business or for their relationships. For my podcast community, you can find me on Twitter, Luna12780. You can direct message me or join the Anchor community and call in. I definitely would love to create another podcast, a continuation with call-ins that come, just so that I can share those thoughts and feedback and tips from everybody. That way we can spread, you know, the message on managing trust in a way that is helpful and peaceful for us within, but also in a way to change this idea of trust, because the reality is it isn't fair to remove trust from a person just because of one instance. And I see this happening way too often around me. And I just want to say, you know, if there's a pattern, okay, I get it. A pattern of misled expectations, promises not kept, things like that. But if the pattern is the opposite, and it's simply because life happens that the person can't maybe commit to something to do with you, or can't be there when you need them, or maybe they omitted to share information because they knew you'd get mad, like things like that. Like, sometimes we also need to realize that life does happen. There's more to a quote-unquote situation where someone loses your trust or does something that makes you not trust them. I just think that it's worth for every one of us to explore before making that final call and saying, oh, I don't trust that person. Or it just isn't that simple, and it isn't that fair to the person who has stood by your side or people for so many years to be discarded in 1 second just because of one behavior, in a sense, that might have come for a reason that just that had to happen, you know. Or maybe it's your own judgment that is, it's your opinion that they lacked trust. So the topic obviously is quite complex because of the varying components, because people are varying components, because life is a varying component, and that's the whole point. Life is not as straightforward, and so what is straightforward is a pattern. So if a pattern indicates trust, one instance, mathematically speaking, that isn't trust should not be enough to discredit an entire years of trust. So anyways, looking forward to your feedback. I hope everyone is having a wonderful day. Talk to you again soon.